Michael, 940, placing in the kitchen in the Missy house.
Okay.
Has it ever opened when it's been running?
No. It usually opens like after I've emptied it, and it'll just kind of fly open.
It latches shut like...
It'll just literally go like this.
Okay.
But I got it off.
And that's where it is now, it's not latched. So.
No, it's not. There we go.
Okay.
Okay. I just thought of that. I'm like, wait a minute. And anywhere you want it.
You can sit back in that room with
us.
Okay.
Perfect.
That's fine.
Probably announce ourselves since there's a microphone right over there.
Scott and Michael. in the living room, kitchen area, unless the house. Approximately, what did we say, 9:45, is that what you said? Yes.
So you said it one time.
I just saw a clock.
It's 9:48, yeah, according to my clock. So, this baseline nominal readings, 0.2, 0.3.
From the bedroom.
There's really nothing EMF wise anywhere. This camera will take it back with me.
Is this the one right here?
Yeah.
That one? Yeah.
The potpourri pot?
Yeah. Like it's just burning.
Oh, yeah, I must have had it running.
Obviously the dishwasher is a little warm. Vent under the sink.
This place is dead as far as EMF goes.
No levels.
0.2, 0.3. Microwave kicks it up, but what do you expect from a microwave? The microwave is about 30.
Look at this section over here. Look at how hot this is.
Mm-hmm. Just finish the sweep here real quick. Yeah, there's
like what?
No EMF to worry about.
Why is that so long?
So, you looking at?
Well, it's like the couch area. But look at how like concentrated it is.
It's pretty interesting.
Cold, cold, cold
couch.
Hot.
Well,
moves from that window.
I feel like I'm being watched.
Hmm?
No, camera was right on me. Okay, I hear a cat.
Where is the cat?
Either out, it's either the one that was out on the porch earlier, or it's on it's in the garage. There's no cat in here.
Come check out the other room?
Yeah.
one's got it back in the kitchen.
It's 10:06 now. It's 10:06 now.
Is there anybody with us in here?
Can you tell us your name?
Was a piece of the furniture in this house yours at one time?
Do you know the people who live here? Are they your relatives?
Can you play with the handles on the hutch? Are my feet on the floor?
Not probably. I had a 50-50 shot at the leg, right?
So. Right.
Stop. Still, dear Lord. So if you're not blinded by my light that I just did, can you play with the handles on the hutch? We hear you like to do that. Just kind of wiggle them and make noise. That way we'll know you're here with us. We can tell the people who live here that you're here.
Knock. Do you know the shave and a haircut?
Me again. Some help.
Mine, you seem to always put on a show. Knocking things off the wall. Bringing handles. You've got to have something you can do. First, I said we should have a cat and Melissa go into the master bedroom and see if they can get that.
Yeah, and at least those things more from Melissa, but it might also be a female thing.
Exactly. I mean, if she's comfortable all in that long, she should go in that long. Thank you.
here. But I hope you respond somehow.
Yeah, that's the hardest part, is getting some sort of response.
Yeah. And then I'm like, nothing's going to happen. And that's
what's going to happen. No, I don't. If you notice something, one thing happens every day, we're only here for like 3-4 hours.
Right.
So the odds are kind of against us, and, you know, to capture something.
Yeah.
Just for a sheer short period of time that we're here. So, you know, that's what you guys can do. Have some people 24/7.
Right, right.
More light.
Yeah, he was trying to get his cameras up and running. It was on the hard to get running. Because that's when we came with the orbs and stuff. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
So, orbs on camera is really on most of the time, just when it does.
These would do this weird movement.
Yeah.
It would kind of go one way and then
right.
Shoot. Another direction.
A little more lively than we have, so.
Okay.
Just, you know, the way the air moves in a room,
mm-hmm.
Aerospartic overhead light, very small. So, you know, any kind of air movement will take them wherever.
Right. And I know my house is dusty.
But, you know, it's especially in front of the camera, it's getting the light from the camera,
mm-hmm.
and it's way out of focus, so it's just going to appear, you know, just around, out of focus.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And that's generally what those are.
Gosh,
yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I'm going to go into the group here and kind of sit and
see what you can
see.
I'm just curious if anyone else feels that heavy feeling in that room.
In this room?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we haven't spent a lot of time in this room yet.
Yeah.
We want to make sure we do, because this is the room that the block is certain about.
Yes.
Anyway, so.
Yeah, because all the kids have been scared and bruised.
Yeah, so it's kind of like.
Because my daughter would get these handprints, bruises on her thighs.
Yeah.
And she hasn't seen them before.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Okay, give her a chance.
Okay, perfect. breakfast and are you here? Are you still here watching over Addison? Do you realize your past? Are you stuck here? Please let me know if you're here. Addie wants to know if you're here and you're protecting her.
Scott entering the kitchen area. It is 11:25. I hear a cat out by the front door. Just checking to make sure the dishwasher is closed still. And it is. Nothing's been knocked off. So I'll go back into the
room and regroup.
Well, this is Michael and Scott in the kitchen.
Let me turn this on before you do anything.
Hmm?
I'm going to turn this on.
It depends on how close you get it. Tipping point is like right about in here. See if you, even if you just did that, I don't see how that's gonna
make it fall.
I'm not sure.
Don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would take some force.
Take a bit to. Get that to go. It's been a quiet night so far.
Yes, it has.
Although we still have all the review to do, but
I think our 1 o'clock time frame is going to be pretty accurate.
I think so. I don't want to do the same thing I did in the
lawyer's room. We'll just sit in the
back room. See if I can hear giggling or.
Yeah, just try to absorb the room.
Yeah. Makes me wish I was more empathic. I could sense things, but I don't, so I have to hear it or see it.
Yeah, and Kat said she's an overall she feels like heavy in this house.
That's what Melissa was saying, the body term, that it just feels heavy.
That's the only thing that
haven't done it. We're going to get a lot of phone noises from the system.
Oh, yeah.
We haven't had money in there to hear our phone. We actually
got the phone calls from a fake backpack.
Fake what?
Backpack from Ghost Adventures.
Michael and Scott. Session over by the let's see, it's 12:15. Is there anybody in here with us? Anyone over here by the love seat? We have a meter, a little green light on the love seat. Maybe you could move over there and try to play with that light.
So if anything that you would, if there is someone here, is there anything you'd like to say or pass on to the family?
Tell us your name. Did you used to live here? You used to live here. Why are you still here? Can you just make a notice for us? Knock on something?
Go to the kitchen and rattle the doorknobs or the door handles. Is some of this furniture attached to you?
You're here with us, we need you to move to the green light
and try to make more lights light up. Put your hand by it. I can't even make it do it myself. This house has one of the EMF bills.
We're going to leave soon, so you need to make it known now.
People who live here now want to know who you are. Make a little noise, any kind of noise, knock on something, tap on a window.
Go then.
Microwave was the only thing I got any EMF from. Start wondering if any of these things are working. Just a little less EMF as there is around here. Microwave. That's the only thing I could do.
Yeah.
good with electronics.